Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 15th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Sacramento will be sunny and hot with a high near 98. Tonight will be clear with a low around 60. Let's start things off with Sacramento news. This week, Sacramentans can watch the Pony Express ride again as the last leg of the 44th annual re-ride closes out in Old Sacramento. The commemorative ride retraces the 1,966-mile route of the historic Pony Express, a mail service that operated for 18 months in 1860 and 1861. The relay's first rider saddled up in St. Joseph, Missouri, on June 6, and the final riders are due to arrive in Pony Express Plaza at 2nd and J Streets around 4:30 p.m. this Thursday. Followers of the ride can track the relay on the National Pony Express Association's website, which offers a live tracker of the current rider's position on the map. The Pony Express was a private mail service that ran between Sacramento and St. Joseph from April 3, 1860 until the connection of the Transcontinental Telegraph on October 24, 1861. Mail was relayed using a network of 80 riders, who rode in 75-mile intervals along the trail. The association began its annual commemorative re-ride in 1978. Today, flag bearers and supporters follow along the trail as over 700 riders relay the mochila, a leather bag containing letters submitted by followers of the ride. Continuing with Sacramento news. As Sacramento gas prices are spiking, so is ridership of Sacramento Regional Transit. SACRT carried almost 1.1 million riders this May, marking its highest ridership since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic and the second time in 3 months that the transit system has surpassed 1 million rides a month. SACRT officials told the Bee light rail ridership was up by 12% and bus ridership was up by 8% since April 2022, and that ridership seems to be driven somewhat higher by higher gas prices. The Sacramento metro area is seeing historically high gas prices. On Monday, the area gas price average reached $6.44 per gallon for regular grade gas, the highest the market has ever seen. For less than the price of a gallon of gas, a person can ride the 440-square-mile service area of the SACRT bus and light rail system all day, according to a news release from SACRT. The system is also free to ride for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. SACRT is responding to the spike in ridership with a hiring push, hosting an in-person recruitment event on June 22 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at SACRT Auditorium on 1429th Street. The event specifically intended to bring on more bus drivers and essential staff positions, and potential employees will be offered jobs on site. And finally, in healthcare news, roughly 600,000 frontline healthcare workers in California are virtually assured to receive a small bonus for their service in the COVID-19 pandemic since legislators released a budget deal Monday showing they'd set aside funds for the payments. Governor Gavin Newsom proposed that taxpayers pay the bonuses as part of his 2022-23 budget, highlighting the idea as both an inflationary relief package and a worker retention measure. He must sign the budget package before the retention bonuses become official. A number of healthcare unions and trade groups thanked the governor for the roughly $933 million in incentive pay. The California Department of Healthcare Services would oversee distribution of the funds and communicate the process for payment to workers via hospitals and nursing facilities. Department spokesman Anthony Cava told the Bee workers will have to be currently employed by one of California's hospitals or skilled nursing facilities to get the bonuses. The incentive pay would be excluded from state taxes. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.